Good evening. In this week's parsha, Parshas Matos, the beginning of the parsha deals with the topic of nedarim and shvuos, vows and oaths. And one of the halachos regarding nedarim and shvuos is that if a woman takes a neder or a shvua, so the pasuk says in Perek Lamed Pasuk Gedal Kol Neder V'Chul Shvas Iser La'anos Nafesh. That any woman who takes a neder or a shua to prevent herself from some sort of benefit, then the husband can decide to uphold the shua or neder, or the husband could decide to nullify it. And the Gemara has machlokas regarding this pasuk of Ishah Yikimenu Vishah Yifirenu. Is a question: what happens if a husband would try to be Mekim or Mefir or Neder through a Shliach? The Gemara there says in the Darim, and I Beis, I'm a Beis, that if someone says to an Apotropos, which would be an agent, Kol Nedarim Shetehe Ishtin Neteres Mikan Vat Shavu Mekamploni Haferla Veferla. So he instructs his agent. He's going away, he's going out of town. He says, any neder that my wife takes from now until I come back, so you should nullify it. And the agent does so. Yachol yehem ufarim, would I think that it actually works? Tam malomer yishay yikimenu v'yishay yifirenu. Now, this is actually a machlokas. That's Rav Yoshia's opinion. That Rav Yoshia makes a drasha that he says yishay yikimenu both times, so therefore we learn that this cannot be done through a shliach, through an agent. Rav Yonasan, on the other hand, argues, and he maintains the principle that we find many places in Shas, shlucho shaladim kamoso, so therefore it should work. And how does he deal with the fact that it says in the pasuk Isha, her husband twice, it says Isha, meaning her husband twice, so he answers Dibra Tarek L'Sham B'nei Adam. And many of the poskim point out that we pass in like Rav Yoshia, and they explain the reason is because we don't know how to pass in, so we follow Rav Yoshia, who's L'chumra. So that's what many poskim say, and this already is found in the Rush himself. In the Rush explains that we're Machmer because we don't know how to pass in, so we follow Rav Yoshia because we're Machmer. Problem that the Tartuma raises is that it's a chumra regarding hafara, that to say that the woman's neder cannot be nullified through an agent of the husband, it has to be done by the husband himself, so that's a chumra that would keep the neder in place. But when it comes to hakama, when it comes to upholding the neder, so what does it mean that we're going to follow Rav Yoshia? That would be a kula, that wouldn't be a chumra. In that case, in terms of we make him a neder, so Rav Yonasan is the position which is more machmer. So he leaves it as a tzarach in gadol. And I found that Rav Akiva Eger also asks us the same question, basically, where he asks that on the Rambam says in and Hilchos Nedarim Perek Gimel Halacha Tes, Rambam paskins like Rav Yoshia, and he says that if a shliach asa shliach lahafer lo lahakim lo einu klum shenemar yishai yikmenu v'yishai yifrenu. So the Kesef Mishnah explains that he holds like Rav Yoshia because we're being machmer. So that's what the Kesef Mishnah explains, and on that Kesef Mishnah the Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, he doesn't understand that, but according to that, if we only pass on Rabbi Yoshia as a chumra, but when it comes to Hakama, then Rabbi Yoshia is actually a mekil. So, there's a problem. Rabbi Kiva Eger points out that you also find that there's the Gemara as well appears in Bava Tzia, in the eighth parak of Bava Metzia, and Daf Tzadi Vav Amid Aleph rather. So there's a Gemara. The Gemara has a question. If somebody there's a din of balavimo that if somebody borrows something from another from his friend, so if the owner is with him, if the owner is there with him, then he might not be liable as a to the full extent that a shoal would be liable. He wouldn't be responsible to the full extent of a shoal. So the Gemara there has a question: what happens if instead of the actual owner, it's a shliach of the owner? So if there's a shliach of the owner there, does that constitute ba'alavimo that the owner is with him and therefore he might be exempt from certain responsibilities, certain liabilities? So the Gemara connects, to answer that question, the Gemara basically says it would seem to be dependent on this machlokes between Rav Yoshia and Rav Yonasan. According to Rav Yoshia, you have this notion that you need the husband himself by the neder, so too you need the owner himself. But Rav Yonasan would say, no, we say v'chol ha'tora kula, shulcho shaladam kemoso. And that Gemara, Rav Kivega points out, and Muki Yosef quotes him the Ran, that since, again, there's no clear way to know how to paskin, so we go l'chumra. Now, it's interesting because l'chora, in the case of Ba'alavi Mo, it's not really necessarily a chumra because truth is, it's a question of whether or not you're going to end up holding the shul responsible, or you're not going to hold the shul responsible. So, if you're being machmer on one person, you're being mekel on the other person, right? So, either the owner is going to end up having to take the loss, or the shul is going to be responsible. So, it's not so clear to me what it means that it's a chumrah. But either way, it would seem, as we find that the Rambam again also paskins in Hilchas Sheilu Kadon regarding this question of a shliach of the owner in the case of somebody who's a shul who borrows something. So the Rambam there says in Perek Beis Halacha Hey, Homer Shluchu Tzei V'Hashel in Parasi Inu Sheila Bebailim. So if somebody uses a shliach, so that's not called Balavimo, that's not Sheila Bebailim. Shenemer in Balavimo Habalim Atzim Lo Shluchu. So you need the owner himself, not the shliach. But the question is, if that's the case, so what about, so it would seem that Rambam really is holding like Rav Yoshia there as well. And again, the question would be raised, so is this a chumrah, is this a kula, why are we passing like Rav Yoshia in all these cases? So the interesting thing is that it's actually two ways to understand the drasha, because the way the Rosh understands it and the way that others explain is that it's from the extra word, Isha. In our case, it says in the Pasuk twice, her husband. So the point is that it says Isha, it says Isha Yikimenu, V'Isha Yiferenu, so it didn't have to say the second time, her husband, it could have just said him. So why did it say her husband the second time? So that's an extra word, and therefore from the extra word we make the drasha. But as already the Karen Ora points out, it's not so simple because if it's based on an extra word, so that extra word is only by the Yifirenu, it's not by the Yikimenu. So it would seem that if it's based on an extra word, then it should only be true, Rav Yoshia's Chumra, so to speak, not to rely on a Shliach, would only be true by Yifirenu, but not by Yikimenu. Rather, the Karen Ora answers, he's the Karen Ora in the Dharam, he answers that really it's not from the actual word, it's from the fact that the Torah uses the word Isha, her husband. And it's from the Mashma, so that word itself sounds like it has to dafka be the husband. And similarly, he explains in the Gemara by the Baal Avimo, unlike Tosos on the page in Bava Metzia, where Tosos explains that Rav Yoshia would hold the same opinion that he has by Nedarim, he would hold by Sheila, by borrowing, based on the fact that there's a word, Ba'alavimo, that it has the actual word Ba'alavimo. So again, the Karen Ora says, it's not necessarily from the extra word Ba'alavimo, it's just from the Mashmos that it says Ba'alavimo, it sounds like it has the dafka be the Ba'alav. So that's the way he explains it. So first of all, if we would understand it that way, that it's based on the actual Mashmos, so it could be the Rambam doesn't hold that it's based on an extra word. It could be that he's going based on the Mashma. So that would deal with that issue. But in terms of the fact that why we pass on Rav Yoshia as opposed to Rav Yonasan, how does the Rambam know to pass in that way? So it could be that the Rambam is following the Rif, The Rif explicitly says in Bava Metzia, on that Gemara there, which quotes regarding the issue of Sheila, regarding borrowing something, so the Gemara connects it with the Machlokas that we have here about the Durim. And the Rif says that we don't have a clear answer to the halacha whether or not we follow Rav Yoshe or Rav Yonasan. Again, Rav Yoshe seems to see from the pasuk that you need to have the actual owner by the case of borrowing, or in the case of nedarim, you need to actually have the husband himself and not an agent. Well, Rav Yonasan applies a principle shluchah shalad mikumoso, as we find out everywhere in Shas. So the Rif says, well, we don't know how to pasken except that the Gemara in Bava Metzia continues. The Gemara there says that there was a question that was asked to Rav Elish. The question was asked with Rav Elish and Rava there in the Gemara, what happens if someone were to say to an Eved that he should go, he says to his Eved that he should go and lend out the animal and be there. So would that be considered Bala Vimo? And the Gemara says, it's a question according to the Man D'Yomer, the Shulchan Shalom and Kumoso, that maybe the Eved is not a real Shliach in the sense that a Shliach is a person who's the same level of Dushash Yisrael. He's a bar mitzvah the same way like the owner himself, but the Eved is a different level. So would it be a different halacha for the Eved? And then the Gemara says, and it's also a question, it could be a question according to the Man D'Yomer, like Rav Yoshe, who doesn't whole shluch shalom kumoso in the case of Bala Vimo. And the difference would be that as opposed to regular shliach, who's not considered to really be a full-fledged extension of the owner, but an eved might be considered more like the yad of the owner, that it's a real extension of the owner. So the Gemara answers, Rava answers, that mistabra yad eved ki yad rabo. So the Rava says that it would seem that we do apply this principle that the hand of the Eved is like the hand of the master. So therefore, Rav is basically saying that even Rav Yoshe, who normally doesn't apply Shluch HaShalom Kamoso, would apply it in the case of the Eved. So the way the Gemara answers, it sounds like the Gemara seems to be favoring the position of Rav Yoshe, and the Gemara is giving that answer. And more specifically, from the fact that the Gemara is saying that we need to apply Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo, so it might sound like it's Dafka because it's a Yad, but without that added feature of Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo, Stama Shliach would not be good. So it sounds like the Gemara seems to be implying that we should hold like Rav Yoshe, that it's only by an Eved because of Yad Eved Yad Rabo, but if it would be just a Shliach, so that would not be good enough. And if you understand that the Gemara is really connecting the Machlokas of Rav Yoshe, Rav Yonasan, Bar Nedarim to the Gemara there by Bala Vimo, so the same way that over there in the Gemara we're assuming that Shliach is not good, so too, working backwards to the original Machlokas, Rav Yoshe, Rav Yonasan, by Nedarim, also, we would say that we hold like Rav Yoshe, and Shluch Shalom is La Kamoso in this case, especially Gzeres HaKasuf. So it could be that the Rambam is really following this riff and understood from the Gemara Bava Metzia that the Halacha follows Rav Yoshe. So therefore, it wasn't a question of being found a more Machmer position. He understood that the Gemara itself indicated that the halacha follows Rav Yoshe over Rav Yonasan in this machlokas. So that would resolve the Tarachi and Gadol both the Tartumima and Rav Akiva asked on the halacha of the Rambam. Thank you.